This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 162. For Friday, November 27th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Friday, bouncing back after yesterday's losses. The January canola contract is up $6.90 at $5.8430 per ton. The March contract is up $6 at $5.8040 per ton. U.S. markets were closed yesterday due to the Thanksgiving holiday and closed earlier today. Chicago soy oil was up considerably in early trade, which gave canola prices a boost. Nearby contracts were up by over 6 tenths of a cent this morning. Other vegetable oils also saw gains, with European rapeseed stronger in overnight trade. Strength in the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further gains for canola. The dollar was around 77 U.S. cents at midday. Gains in crude oil, amid optimism that a COVID-19 vaccine will soon become available, provided spillover support for the Canadian currency. Soybean futures were stronger on Friday. According to the most recent export report from the USDA, soybean exports were around 768,000 tons, which was on the lower end of estimates. Soy meal exports were 138,000 tons, and soy oil exports were just under 30,000 tons. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimated Argentina's soybean planting progress increased by over 10% last week to total 39.3% complete, benefiting from rains in the central region. A private firm estimated Brazil's soybean crop at 133.2 million tons, which is slightly lower than the USDA's prediction of 133 million tons. Corn futures were higher today. Corn exports were 1.6 million tons, which was higher than market expectations. A private firm estimated Brazil's corn crop at 108.8 million tons, while the USDA estimated it at 110 million tons. The International Grain Council reduced its world corn production estimates by 10 million tons to 1.146 billion tons. They also doubled their estimates of China's imports to 16 million tons. Wheat futures were also higher today. Last week, wheat exports were 795.8 thousand tons, which is well above trade estimates. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher today. The January soybean contract is up by 7.5 cents at $11.91 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about 0.5 cent at 38.7 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $1.60 at $3.9850 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 5.5 cents at $4.25 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly stronger, with the December contract up 2.5 cents at $2.88 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago December is up 8 cents at $5.96. Kansas City December is up 17.5 cents at $5.61. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 7 cents in the December contract at $5.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, November 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.